Representative Chip Roy unveils bill banning Chinese Communist Party members from buying U.S. land. By Joshua Kaplan on June 11, 2021. Representative Chip Roy, Republican, Texas, will introduce legislation Friday designed to ban Chinese Communist Party, CCP, members from purchasing land in the U.S., according to The Spectator. Currently, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, reviews some purchase agreements by foreign entities who seek to acquire land in the U.S. The Securing America's Land from Foreign Interference Act will be put forward by Roy and fellow Texas Republican lawmakers Reps. Lance Gooden and Randy Weber. In their quest for global domination, China has been buying up land and strategic infrastructure all over the world and in the United States, Roy stated. Direct Chinese investment in the U.S. economy is a major threat to the American way of life and requires that we take serious action to thwart the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, from ever seizing control of strategically valuable domestic assets in the U.S., the congressman continued. In Texas, a Chinese-based energy company purchased more than 130,000 acres of land near Lackland Air Force Base and is now attempting to build a wind farm to access the U.S. power grid, he added. The development comes after the Senate voted to approve legislation which would increase investment in American science and technology programs aimed at combat China's continued rise. Lawmakers voted 68-32 to approve the Innovation and Competition Act, which provides $200 billion in funding for U.S. scientific and technological advancements throughout the next 5 years. The bill, drafted by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Todd Young, Republican, Indiana, provides $52 billion in assistance for semiconductor manufacturing companies to produce computer chips that are used to power military devices and computer products such as vehicles, cell phones, and video game consoles. Another $81 billion would be provided to the National Science Foundation budget between fiscal years 2022 and 2026. The UPI contributed to this report.